We often associate kindness with positive emotions and a better quality of life. After all, who doesn't want to be kind and compassionate towards others? However, when taken to extremes, kindness can actually have detrimental effects on our lives. In this video, we will explore 8 ways in which kindness can ruin your life, taking inspiration from the thoughts of Marcus Aurelius, the famous Stoic philosopher. 1. Sacrificing your own needs. Kindness often involves putting others before ourselves. While this can be a noble act, it can also lead to neglecting our own needs and well-being. Constantly prioritizing others can leave us exhausted and depleted, ultimately affecting our own happiness and fulfillment. Marcus Aurelius, a prominent figure in Stoic philosophy, warns us against the peril of excessive self-sacrifice in the name of kindness. While helping others is undoubtedly virtuous, it should not come at the expense of our own well-being. The Stoics believed in self-mastery and the pursuit of eudaimonia, or flourishing, as essential goals in life. Neglecting our own needs can lead to emotional and physical exhaustion, ultimately undermining our ability to be truly helpful to others. To achieve true kindness that doesn't ruin our lives, we must find a balance between selflessness and self-care. By taking care of our own needs and maintaining our own well-being, we become better equipped to extend genuine and sustainable kindness to those around us. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one. This suggests that becoming a good person requires a holistic approach that encompasses both kindness to others and kindness to oneself. 2. Being taken advantage of. In a world where kindness is often celebrated as a virtue, it might seem counterintuitive to suggest that it can ruin your life. Yet, the reality is that not everyone appreciates acts of kindness, and this unfortunate fact is the subject of our exploration in this series. Marcus Aurelius, the ancient Stoic philosopher, encourages us to consider the potential pitfalls of kindness. In the first part of this series, we delved into the idea that excessive kindness can lead to overcommitment, causing burnout and stress. Now, in the second part, we'll explore another aspect of kindness that can have a detrimental impact on our lives: being taken advantage of. Kindness is a quality that is often viewed positively, as it involves showing empathy, compassion, and generosity towards others. When you extend a helping hand or offer assistance to those in need, you might expect that your goodwill will be reciprocated or at the very least appreciated. However, the real world can be far more complex, and not everyone interprets acts of kindness in the same way. For some individuals, kindness is seen as a vulnerability to exploit. They perceive your benevolence as a weakness and are quick to seize the opportunity to take advantage of your good nature. This can manifest in various ways, from subtle manipulation to outright mistreatment. It's a harsh reality that many kind-hearted individuals encounter at some point in their lives. Being taken advantage of can occur in a multitude of situations and relationships. It might be within the confines of your workplace, where a colleague exploits your willingness to help by offloading their tasks onto you. In more personal relationships, it could be a friend who continuously leans on your support without reciprocating, or a romantic partner who leverages your kindness to avoid taking responsibility. In these scenarios, your acts of kindness, initially intended to foster positive connections, can inadvertently lead to an unhealthy dynamic where you become the perpetual giver and the other party becomes the perpetual taker. This dynamic can erode your self-esteem, cause emotional stress, and hinder your personal growth. The key to avoiding this pitfall is not to abandon kindness altogether, but to practice it in a balanced way. It's crucial to maintain healthy boundaries and self-respect while being kind to others. Remember that kindness should be a choice, not an obligation. When you give freely, it should be without the expectation of something in return. However, it's also essential to recognize when your kindness is being exploited and take steps to address the situation. This might involve assertively communicating your boundaries and expectations, seeking support from friends and mentors, or, in extreme cases, disengaging from relationships that consistently bring you harm. Marcus Aurelius reminds us that true kindness involves wisdom, discernment, and the courage to stand up for ourselves when necessary. 3. Overwhelming emotional burden. Kindness, at its core, involves empathy and support for others during their times of need. The initial act of extending a helping hand or offering a shoulder to lean on can be profoundly fulfilling. Yet beneath the surface of this benevolent act lies a potential pitfall, the emotional baggage that accompanies it. When you consistently immerse yourself in the lives of others, empathizing with their struggles and offering your unwavering support, you begin to absorb their emotional turmoil. This absorption is, without a doubt, a testament to your profound empathy and genuine concern. However, it also comes with a price. The weight of other people's problems, their pain, suffering, and uncertainties slowly accumulates and becomes your own emotional burden to bear. The emotional toll of this can be overwhelming. As you pour your heart and soul into aiding others, you may find yourself emotionally drained, depleted, and eventually overwhelmed. The trials and tribulations of the people you're trying to help can seep into your own psyche, causing a constant inner turmoil. It's like carrying a backpack filled with the sorrows of the world, and as you add more and more, it becomes a burden too heavy to bear. 4. Difficulty setting boundaries. Establishing personal boundaries is a fundamental aspect of self-care. Boundaries help us define what is acceptable and what isn't in our relationships, both personal and professional. They serve as a protective shield against manipulation, exploitation, and the draining effects of toxic dynamics. However, when kindness is in the driver's seat, we may find ourselves overlooking these boundaries in an effort to accommodate others, often to our detriment. The consequences of this failure to set boundaries can be profound. It can lead to a gradual erosion of our control over our own lives. We may become entangled in commitments and responsibilities that do not align with our values or priorities. The relentless drive to please and assist others can ultimately leave us feeling overwhelmed, and helpless. Feelings of resentment and frustration often arise when we've extended ourselves far beyond what is reasonable or sustainable. Resentment builds when we constantly put the needs and desires of others above our own. Frustration festers when we feel that our own goals and ambitions are perpetually on hold in service of someone else's needs. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of personal virtue in maintaining one's inner tranquility. It does not advocate for self-sacrifice to the point of self-ruin. To truly embody kindness without undermining our own well-being, we must learn the delicate art of setting boundaries effectively. 5. Hindering personal growth. The desire to be kind may lead us to constantly prioritize the well-being of friends, family, or even strangers. While this is a laudable endeavor, it can inadvertently come at the expense of our own self-improvement. Imagine a scenario where an individual sacrifices their personal aspirations in favor of being constantly available to others, fulfilling their requests, and accommodating their needs. Over time, this selflessness might lead to a sense of unfulfillment and stagnation. It's important to strike a balance between kindness and personal growth. Neglecting the latter for the former can leave us feeling unsatisfied and potentially hinder our own journey towards self-improvement. In this light, it's crucial to recognize that personal growth and kindness are not mutually exclusive. In fact, kindness can be a powerful catalyst for personal development. Acts of kindness can enhance our understanding of human nature, improve our communication skills, and foster empathy, all of which are valuable attributes for personal growth. However, it's the excess of anything, even kindness, that can potentially lead to adverse consequences. 6. Enabling unhealthy behavior. Kindness, often touted as a virtue and celebrated for its positive impact on relationships and communities, can indeed be a double-edged sword. In our ongoing exploration of the ways in which excessive kindness can potentially disrupt one's life, we now delve into the troubling aspect of enabling unhealthy behavior in others. At first glance, it might seem paradoxical that kindness, which is typically associated with nurturing, support, and empathy, could ever have detrimental effects. After all, Isn't kindness supposed to promote personal growth, well-being, and harmonious relationships? The answer, in principle, is yes. However, as with many things in life, too much of a good thing can become problematic. When kindness reaches a point where it involves constantly rescuing and shielding others from the natural consequences of their actions, it becomes enabling. Enabling, in this context, means preventing individuals from experiencing the essential life lessons that come from taking responsibility for their own choices and behaviors. Think of it this way. If you continually bail someone out of their self-inflicted problems, protect them from the repercussions of their poor decisions, and shield them from the realities of life's challenges, you inadvertently foster a sense of dependency. This dependency can thwart personal growth, as individuals do not learn the necessary skills to face and overcome adversity on their own. In essence, you rob them of the opportunity to grow, adapt, and become more resilient through life's trials. Rather than helping them, your excessive kindness keeps them mired in a cycle of unhealthy behavior and dependence. This is where the kindness that intends to alleviate suffering can paradoxically prolong and exacerbate it. A stark illustration of this dynamic can be found in situations where well-meaning family members, friends, or even caregivers enable those struggling with addiction. By consistently covering up their mistakes, supplying them with resources, or shielding them from the consequences of their actions, these enablers inadvertently prolong the addiction and hinder the addict's path to recovery. The same principle applies to any form of unhealthy behavior, be it financial irresponsibility, procrastination, or emotional manipulation. Kindness, when stretched too far, blurs the lines between offering support and perpetuating a harmful status quo. While kindness is undoubtedly a noble and admirable quality, it is essential to recognize that excessive kindness can, at times, be counterproductive. Enabling unhealthy behavior is a risk we run when we overindulge in kindness, as it can inadvertently hinder the growth and development of those we intend to help. Marcus Aurelius reminds us to strike a balance between compassion and enabling, ensuring that our kindness empowers rather than impedes personal growth and responsibility. 7. Ignoring your own emotions. When you embark on a path of kindness, your intentions are undoubtedly noble. You strive to promote harmony, understanding, and peace in your interactions with others. The world becomes a better place because of your benevolent gestures, and you become known for your altruistic nature. However, like every coin with two sides, kindness can have unintended repercussions. One such consequence is the tendency to suppress or ignore your own emotions in the pursuit of maintaining this newfound harmony and tranquility. At first, it might not seem like a significant sacrifice. After all, isn't it a small price to pay for a world filled with kindness and understanding? While it's true that fostering such an environment is undoubtedly valuable, the cost of suppressing your own emotions should not be underestimated. Over time, as you consistently prioritize the feelings and concerns of others above your own, you risk the gradual erosion of your authentic self. Your emotions, which are an integral part of who you are, may become buried beneath layers of selflessness and compassion. In doing so, you unintentionally detach yourself from the core of your own existence. This emotional repression can lead to a series of interconnected problems. First and foremost, you may find it increasingly difficult to establish genuine connections with others. While your kindness may attract people to you, the absence of your true emotions can create a chasm between you and those you interact with. Authentic relationships thrive on the exchange of emotions, vulnerability, and shared experiences. By repressing your feelings, you inadvertently hinder the depth and authenticity of your connections. 8. Unrealistic expectations. Kindness, that age-old virtue extolled as one of the highest moral ideals, is often hailed as a path to a fulfilling and harmonious life. It's a quality that many aspire to cultivate, and its proponents believe it to be a key to human happiness. Yet, buried beneath the surface of benevolence lies a potential pitfall that can shatter the very well-being it is meant to foster. In this exploration of the eighth way in which kindness can disrupt our lives, we delve into the world of unrealistic expectations. It may seem paradoxical that an inherently virtuous trait like kindness can lead to disappointment, frustration, and even resentment. Still, as we navigate the complex landscape of human relationships, it becomes apparent that our expectations of how others should respond to our acts of kindness can be a significant source of inner turmoil. When we extend kindness to others, we often subconsciously harbor expectations of reciprocal kindness or specific behavioral responses in return. We might anticipate that our gestures will be met with gratitude, appreciation, or perhaps even similar acts of benevolence from the recipients. These expectations, while rooted in a desire for genuine connection and reciprocation, can become a double-edged sword. When our expectations are not met, the virtuous act of kindness can swiftly transform into a source of disillusionment and frustration. This deviation from our anticipated outcomes can leave us feeling disheartened, even betrayed by those we extended our goodwill towards. We may question the sincerity of the recipient, or even our own motivations, wondering if our acts of kindness were merely self-serving or conditional. The more we invest in these expectations, the deeper the potential for disappointment and resentment. We might start to view our acts of kindness as burdensome, feeling unappreciated and undervalued. The pursuit of kindness, when driven by such expectations, can become a relentless cycle of frustration and disappointment, ultimately leading to a sense of estrangement from others. Unrealistic expectations rooted in kindness can strain relationships. Friends, family members, and even acquaintances may find it challenging to meet the unspoken standards we've set for their responses to our benevolent acts. This strain, if left unaddressed, can cause rifts in our connections with others, contradicting the very essence of kindness, fostering genuine connections. Kindness, while undoubtedly a noble trait, can paradoxically lead to a life tainted by the burden of unrealistic expectations. To mitigate this pitfall, we must reevaluate our motivations for kindness. Are our acts of benevolence genuinely selfless, or do they carry implicit expectations of reciprocity? By cultivating a more genuine and selfless form of kindness, we can avoid the disillusionment that stems from unmet expectations, ultimately preserving the harmony and authenticity of our relationships. Marcus Aurelius reminds us that true kindness should arise from a place of inner virtue, untarnished by the need for external validation, and only then can it enrich our lives rather than hinder them. As with many aspects of life, it's all about balance. Kindness is indeed a beautiful trait, but when taken to the extreme, it can have harmful effects on our well-being. It's crucial to find a middle ground that allows us to be kind while still prioritizing our own needs and maintaining healthy boundaries. By striking this balance, we can navigate the world with a compassionate heart without sacrificing our own happiness and fulfillment.